It didn't go well at all. Definitely not the way we wanted to have today go. Felt like, there's a lot of things that we could have done better. I felt like I could have done a lot of things better, especially early in the game, just getting completions and stuff, and not letting balls get away or whatnot. But I felt like we did a lot of good things too. I thought the running game was strong. I thought Duke and Crow played really well, and the line blocked very well. Definitely something to learn from and come back and keep working.
Coach mentioned that, he might go back to Deshaun. How disappointed would you be, not to have an opportunity to come back and try to do better the next time?
All I can do is learn from this tape and get back to work on Monday, tomorrow. And I'm not shaken from this at all. I felt like I was seeing a lot of things out there, and they made a lot of great plays. I felt like they had a good game plan for us, and at the end of the day, it's just about making plays, regardless of what they're doing. So for me, it's about learning, and that's in my control. And I'm going to come back this week and continue to get better. This was a tough first experience, and but definitely something to learn from and grow from. And I think that there's some positives to take from it. I actually felt like we were, dinking and dunking and taking what the defense was giving us early. And, later in the game, we had to try and get some chunk plays. They had some good coverages downfield, they were dropping guys out. So, if the shot was there, then I felt like we had an opportunity to take it. If not, I was just going to find my truck down. A couple of those high balls are definitely my fault. I think the one to Duke, I was trying to get over one of the linemen, and it just kind of got away. And that's all on me. That that's definitely something that I can fix, and I will. As far as some of the wider ones, I'm just trying to pull my guys away from the defenders. They had a lot of tight coverage. Their defensive backs played very well. And I was trying to just put the ball where either my guys can get it or no one could get it on some of those plays. And, unfortunately, they still made some plays. No, I felt very comfortable out there. I felt like I was seeing everything, and felt like we were moving the ball right up and down the field early. And then, unfortunately, the interception happened, and I feel like they kind of changed the way they were playing, and we're going to be a little bit more soft back there. And we just have to find a way to keep going and continue to move the chains and get first down after first down. I really trust in my talent, and I trust in my ability to lead this team. I know that the guys trust me, and I know that I can make plays out there. And these games come down to a few plays here and there, and unfortunately they went away from they didn't go our way today. And it's definitely what I can learn from, but I know and I trust in myself that I can lead this team. And I know we're going to get back to work and come back ready to fight against Tennessee next week at home. But for me, I have so much confidence in myself, so I definitely feel like I'm going to be ready to go. Like I said, I feel like we did a lot of positive things in the run game, and the O-line did very well up front. I think for us, it's just about when we get in these situations where defenses are trying to play us a certain way, we have to still continue to take what they give us. We saw them kind of getting softer later in the game, and that's when we need to find a way to get the ball underneath, and try and run with the ball. But I mean, we're going to come back and game plan Tennessee and get back to work.
Stanley, coach, took full responsibility for the one pick that was intended for him. What do you think happened
on that? Their DB was kind of sitting on it. I wanted to work Sammy on that route, and I definitely could have put the ball a little bit more outside. But the guy made a good play, and he was kind of sitting at the top and jumped up in front and made a play. So hats off to him, but it's definitely something for me to learn from. You know, seeing that guy backpedaling and then slowing his backpedal towards the close to the chains, that's something that, you know, I haven't really had a feel for, but I see that now and something that I can learn from and adjust in the future. Yeah. Yeah, he was just letting me know what he saw, and he was very encouraging. It's definitely nice when, because he hears the play too, so he kind of knows what the read should be or where we should go with the ball. And so when I would come off, and he would let me know what he saw, and we were on the same page. But it was definitely nice for both he and Cody to kind of be extra eyes on the sideline there. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a hard game, and it's tough to find success, and we just have to figure out how to come by that success and continue to build on it. But, you know, no one said this was easy, and all we can do is get back and take our coaching and do what they tell us to do.